The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are.
Yeah.
On this lovely, lovely planet of ours. Boy, it's a beautiful day here.
It is indeed.
Well, every day is a beautiful day if you're here for it.
Well, look, life is very short. You know, we've had some tragedy in our community. A friend of ours is ill and will not be making it through this illness. And it's you don't expect that to happen. We all seem to expect that we're going to live on, you know, to old age.
And that we're going to feel well in ourselves right up till the moment of our departure,
right,
which is probably never.
Right. So that's how we look towards the future, forgetting the present, and or we look towards the past, ignoring the present. And so today, let's see if we can discover how to be in the current moment of our lives rather than think that something off in the future is going to save us or something in the past has determined how we are now. You know, this program is a possibility for you to have your life transformed just out of listening to it.
Right now, today, right, this yes. moment, not sometime in the future, but now.
It's about instantaneous transformation that happens the instant you get into the current moment of your life. Now, most of us, all of us, have been raised in forward-thinking cultures. And our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. So we look at life as scientists looking at cultures, and human beings are all raised into ongoing cultures, and you learn to think about the future or the past as what's important, where now it goes on hold. You know, like, someday when I achieve this, when I have that, when I get somewhere, that's when life will begin. But in fact, life is happening in this moment. And the future doesn't get here until it does. So it never really does, because if you avoid or ignore the current moment when it gets here, you missed it. So
now, you may have already noticed that Shy and I finish each other's sentences.
From time to time.
From time to time. So we just want to remind you to please include that. That's part of saying yes to your life. We do not consider it a bad habit.
Right.
The theme of the show is dissolving, quote, bad habits.
And what we have discovered is there are no bad habits. There are just habits that you judge, ways of being that you judge, most of which that you learned growing up from other people. Now, we're not making those other people wrong, because they learn those things from other people too. So it's a matter of training yourself to observe how you're going through life without judging yourself for what you notice. And that's a very unusual approach. Most people think that unless they beat on themselves, chastise themselves,
mm-hmm.
that's the word I was looking for, unless they chastise themselves for the things that they do that they think are bad, they'll never get rid of them. And here's the interesting thing. if you don't chastise yourself but notice it objectively, non-judgmentally, that's enough to have those, quote, bad behaviors dissolve. But let's get back to listening.
One of the things that will support you, really support you, in dissolving things you call bad habits is getting into the moment, really. And the easiest way to synchronize with yourself, synchronize in the moment.
With your life.
In this show is by listening. And
actually, it's everywhere by listening, but this show is, what you're doing to the show is listening. So if you're listening to this show, listen. Don't listen whilst doing other things because you won't really be here. But if you are listening to see if you agree or disagree, you're not really here either. So the game is to listen with what in Zen they used to call beginner's mind. They probably still do call it, but I haven't been reading any Zen for so many years. It's a used to for me. So if you listen to hear what's being said as if you don't know what it is, as if you're a beginner at this, and listen to hear what's being said, not to see whether you agree or disagree, it will pull you into the moment. The mere act of non-preferential, non-judgmental listening will pull you into the current moment of your life, and a byproduct of that is instantaneous transformation.
That's beautiful and so true. When you're here, your life transforms.
And when you're here, you operate appropriately to what needs to be done in your life so you don't create mischief. See, when
you know, some of you may have tuned into this show because you read the title, Dissolving, Quote, Bad Habits. You think, oh, good, I have this habit or that habit that I don't like, and this I want to get tips on how to dissolve it. That agenda will keep you from listening because you will perk up for things that you think apply to your, quote, affliction or bad habit, and you will tune out when things wander away from what you think is important. But everything is important. So if you are one of those people who tuned in because you think you have bad habits, I would pretend, if I were you, that you're listening to a soap opera that has nothing to do with reality or a sci-fi or something that is not weighty or means anything.
You know, you can't seriously get enlightened. And this is about enlightenment. Transformation is another word for enlightenment. It's not about change. Change is different than transformation. Change is when you see what you think will make you better, and then you strive to achieve that, and it's always incremental, and it always takes place over time, and it's never complete. Transformation in an instant is complete. It doesn't take place in time. It's an experiential shift in the way you view life. Anyway, I think that handles that.
Yeah, we can talk about the three principles as it comes up.
Yeah, we have
a caller. Let's take a caller, shall we?
Yeah, Adam?
Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're great. Where are you?
I'm actually at my mom's office today.
And where is that?
That's in Midtown Manhattan.
You think everybody knows your mom and your mom's office?
Sometimes I feel that way, but yeah, not many people do know that.
Well, maybe they do, because she's just so famous.
Right.
So, what can we do for you?
So, on the subject of bad habits, sleeping is something that I wanted to talk about.
What
habits? Sleeping?
Sleeping?
Do you sleep too much or sleep not enough?
Well, it's about I had a networking event this morning at 7 a.m., which I really enjoy going to.
Okay.
But I told myself I wanted to go to bed early so I would get enough sleep for it, and I didn't, and I haven't done that. I've still been able to, yeah?
I know you.
Mm-hmm.
You're what, 21 years old?
22.
Oh, I apologize. When at that age, 1 year makes a huge difference. Okay, so you're 22 years old.
Right.
You can function on about a third of the sleep you think you need right now at your age.
Okay.
You are habituated to picking on yourself, which is more debilitating than the amount of sleep that you got.
That's right.
That's true.
Let me tell you something. Shai and I worked in New York City on Monday. It was a very long day, and as you're aware, and maybe a lot of listeners are aware, I, in the relatively recent past, had some shoulder surgery, and I went to see my surgeon on Monday, and he was not happy with how it's progressing. And he said, you really need something extra. I want you to go to this deep tissue person who specializes in this. You need some help. We're leaving today after this show to
go to Europe.
And so yesterday was the only day. We got home at midnight, and we had to turn around and go back into the city.
And we were up at 5 o'clock in the morning, or 5:30, to because in the morning rush hour, it takes us two and a half hours to get into the city.
Now, here's the thing. For me, that wasn't enough sleep. If I had my, quote, druthers, I would prefer to sleep more. However, I made that my druthers. I wanted to sleep only the 5 hours or 4.5 hours or five, whatever the amount was, because that's what I got. Talking to myself about having it be a different way than it is, either because I did it wrong or life is unfair, is totally a waste of time.
Well, you see, Ariel, you hit it right on the nose. See, he picks on himself. Adam picks on himself. No matter what he's doing, he's picking on himself like he's not doing it right enough or something. True?
True.
See,
yeah.
So that's the habit that you should get interested in.
It's
See,
the umbrella habit.
Yeah, that all other, quote, bad habits fall under. Here's the game for you. There are three principles to instantaneous transformation. The first is anything you resist persists and grows stronger. So if you resist picking on yourself, you're going to continue picking on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The second principle is, I'll put it this way, you can only pick on yourself when you're picking on yourself.
Or, in a more general sense, you can only be exactly the way you are. So if you've been picking on yourself in
that's
this case
only,
about what time you got up...
That's the only way you could be, if you're picking on yourself about what time you went to bed, when you knew you got to wake up early, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the third principle is anything you see and allow to be the way it is completes itself. So if you notice that you want to pick on yourself and just not do it, but move on in your life, see what's appropriate in this moment that you need to do, that complaining to yourself allows you to avoid doing. Because that's another thing. There's a payoff in this habit of complaining to yourself.
Right.
It's basically a no. See, that's really what it is. It buys you time. It says no to what's requested of you by life in the current moment. And it actually
right.
buys you some time to pick on yourself. But it's very unproductive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's interesting, Adam? I was caught even before you laid out the whole situation when you said, I told myself that I should go to bed early. That's a conversation. That's not you telling you anything. That's the conversation in your mind, having
internal,
a conversation with itself.
That's right. That's your internal dialogue.
Telling you what would be a better you. And what's really cool about that is if you start to recognize when you have that type of conversation with that cadence, it's you trying to convince yourself to do something different than what you're planning on doing.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because what you're you wouldn't have to tell yourself to go to bed early if you were actually planning on going to bed early.
Right. I get that.
So there's a thing of, quote, positive self-talk to overcome, quote, negative bad habits, when really there's no neutrality in that.
It's all your mind. You see, the mind is this internal conversation that you listen to, starts with the word I most of the time, as if it's you, and you aren't that conversation. You listen to that conversation, you believe that that conversation is you, so if it says, I don't like this, you believe you don't like it.
Right.
I have a question for you. It's an odd question.
Mm-hmm.
You might not even be able to answer it even remotely, honestly, but I'm just wondering if you might have the idea that if you don't have to struggle for things, that you might be uninteresting.
You know, that's very good.
You know, if you just go to bed late, and okay, that's the way it is, and you get up, or you go to bed early, and that's the way it is, you get up, if it's just a simple, if that's like a boring life or a non-interesting life, or...
Yeah.
From a kid's
perspective. I think I see that. I mean, you're right. I didn't really have an answer for you when you first asked it, but I think that I would... It wouldn't be an adventurous day if I didn't have something to
complain about
or overcome.
Right.
See, look, you've been raised in a culture, Adam, of complaint.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The oi 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 factor.
Right.
You shouldn't know what I had to go through just to get through my day.
Hey, look, you think that's bad? My story is worse.
Oh, yes, but I had an operation.
But my operation gave me more stitches.
Aye.
Yes.
That's what you got raised in, that kind of conversation, you know?
The one-upsmanship in how difficult it is.
Difficult and bad and wrong and suffering.
Right.
Long-suffering.
Shai talked about this at the beginning, and this is the cool thing, Adam. An anthropological approach allows you to start noticing the culture you were dipped in and how your mind is structured within that culture without judging it. You know, we have two courses coming up, one in Cambridge, England, one in New York City. Both are geared toward this. One is Say Yes to Your Life in Cambridge, coming up July 5th, 6th, and 7th. And then in New York is Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment in August, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And one of the things I'm seeing about this is if you can have fun with how your mind is put together and you don't take it seriously, it's going to dissolve all on its own. It won't be a big deal.
Right. Cool.
You won't be heroic for dissolving it.
But what is a big deal?
Are you ready for this?
Is we're going to take a break.
Can you come back
after the break?
Sure.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Hey, we'll be back with Adam, with the rest of you, for this rousing conversation, so come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes.
We want to thank all of our listeners for making us number one on the network. We're really proud of that, and we're proud of you. We're happy that you're listening, and thanks for being with us.
Right.
Just a reminder for those of you in the New York area, we are away now for a series of weeks, including going to Cambridge for the Say Yes to Your Life weekend on July 5th, 6th, and 7th. So there are going to be meetups while we're gone. You can go up to meetup.com and look up Say Yes to Your Life Manhattan. And if you can't find it, just jot an email off to our staff, and they'll help connect you up.
So that would be staff at ask-inc.com.
Right. You can go up to our website and just hit the contact us.
Right.
And it'll get through.
Right.
So, were you with us, Adam?
I'm here.
How you doing?
Really good.
Awesome.
Over the commercial break, I noticed my conversation in my head.
Yeah, what did it say?
It was saying all sorts of things, and I just kept noticing that whether it was accurate or inaccurate, it was not me. Like, I just kept coming back.
That's cool, because you see, when you realize that that voice isn't you, you start to take control of your own life. When you think that that conversation that says, I want, I need, I don't like, that
right.
conversation isn't you.
Or it says, I blew it, or, oh, no, it's just a conversation.
But it's like a tape recording. It has no validity.
You know, it's interesting. When this gets archived, go back and listen to it, Adam, because your voice and your rhythm of speech before the break and after is radically different. When you're working on yourself,
there's a gap between you and your reality, your universe. When you're here,
it slows everything down.
You're immediate.
Right.
Like that.
So it's really neat.
Yeah. It is cool.
And it's just that simple.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, so much. Really a treat having you on the show today. And if your mom's there, say hi to her for us.
I will.
Okay
man. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, we've got another caller, honey.
Let's take him.
Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ariel and Shia.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Excellent.
Great.
Good. Me too. I have to tell you that listening to you talk with Adam was amazing for me because I forget the easy in Transformation Made Easy. And it hit me as you guys were talking, and I just felt like, well, first of all, for people, I've known you a long time, and a lot of people who attend workshops may know me, but or listen. But I like to think of myself as a fun person and a funny person,
right?
And I often am, but you know, I really am incredibly serious. And,
No, Eric, that's where you make your biggest mistake.
Your voice is serious.
That is conversation is serious. Yeah. You are a very lighthearted man.
That's why you're funny,
you see.
Yes.
But the conversation you listen to picks on you.
Absolutely.
So you know what's really neat about this? On the days or moments you find yourself feeling or being serious, heavy, all that is an indicator that you've been listening to a conversation in your thoughts rather than engaging in your life.
And you may want to look and see what that engagement allows you to avoid.
You mean the engagement with the thoughts?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, by listening and
getting lost
being
in your
part
serious
of that conversation,
thoughts,
what is it?
What it allows you to avoid?
Okay.
That's in your immediate
environment.
Exactly.
Right. Well, I have noticed that I attended the workshop on relationships communication, and I know I'm not saying it right. I don't remember the title of it, but
that's all right.
It was in New York. Excuse me, and I had an amazing experience, and I have noticed that since then, one of the quote-unquote bad habits I had was procrastination, and the truth is, I'm not a procrastinator, but I still was, I'm very active, and I do get things done, but ever since this past workshop, it's been different. It's been easier getting things done. There's been less conversation about getting things done. And I signed up for the fun, I'm just calling it the fun workshop. Fun is the access way to enlightenment. I don't know that I have much to say except that I hear what you're saying, Shai, and I actually am really interested in doing that.
I think that in
seeing what that conversation is keeping or
protecting
me from. You said it that way, but I think it's...
Don't go... You see, that's working on yourself already.
Okay.
Our first book is called Working on Yourself Doesn't Work.
It really doesn't work.
And when you're working on yourself, you're so deeply entrenched in your mind in those moments because you're thinking that you're thinking. See,
right. Thinking
is a function of your mind. And you're thinking that what is wrong. But you see, what is the only way it can be in the current moment of our lives. See, how you are right now is the only way you can be. So fighting that prolongs it and creates suffering.
Let's talk a minute about these, quote, bad habits. Yours example was your previous procrastination.
Right.
And I think lots of times people keep habits around because they haven't realized that these habits are useful to them for some reason.
Yeah, like they may bug other people.
You know, Adam may have put together the staying up later than is good for him back when he was young. I certainly did. For whatever reason, I had it put together in my youthful mind that beating the night, being able to be up late, made me somehow a hero or sophisticated. Or, you know, the adults got to do that. They didn't have
right.
to go to bed.
Well, you know, for me, I remember having to go to bed was like punishment.
Right.
Same here.
So then you put together a strategy. Your voice then becomes like your parent telling you it's time to go to bed, young sir or young woman or little girl, and then you fight it. It's like, don't tell me what to do. I'm an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I really like the thing that Shahid just touched on, that sometimes people have, quote, bad habits, and they stick around because unbeknownst to us, we're determined to bother people.
And so they're useful.
Right.
They serve a purpose. See, and here's the purpose. They get us attention. And, you know, you've heard of ADD, attention deficit disorder?
Yes.
It's my opinion, only my opinion, that everybody has ADD. has an attention deficit. They feel like they need attention, and so they get attention by things called bad habits.
Mm.
But they're not bad habits. They're just ways of relating to life that get people attention.
Right.
And the funniest part of it is, if you got all the attention you needed, you wouldn't want attention.
Yeah, I've had that experience of not wanting attention, but not as often as wanting attention.
Right. Most of us want attention. We but you see, that's because most of us, if not all of us, were raised by people who did not know how to be in the current moment of their lives, and they didn't know how to listen. So people have felt unseen, unheard, and they need attention. You know, attention is part of the food of being human.
Hmm.
You're thinking.
No, I'm just, I have nothing to say to that. I agree with you.
You know, I also think for you, and maybe for a lot of our listeners, sometimes one of the things that paralyzes us from action is old internalized ideas of what makes us a good person. So we may have our truth, things that feel right for us to do, whether it's get a new job, move, leave a relationship, date multiple people. There are things that come up, but if you have an idea of what makes you a good person and what makes you a bad person, then you fight with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I really see it lots of times now with people. I was at physical therapy today, and this gal was being worked on a table near me, and she's really quite young. I'm not sure how old she is, maybe early 20s. And she was talking about online dating. And you could see how difficult it was for her because there's the prejudice in there that you should find one person and you should date that person and then hopefully they'll turn into marriage. And that's the early programming, but that's not really how it works with online dating. You try a number of people. You speak to a number of people. You might meet a couple of them. Some of them you're going to find out are not compatible. She was talking how surprised she was that some of these people were jerks. But she was obviously conflicted in herself because the early programming is you find someone and you get together, you have a baby, and that's it.
Right, because what kind of person would you be if you dated more than one person at the same time?
Correct.
Smart.
That may be true. That's not the programming
the
I received.
I just answered it.
Yeah.
So yeah, where are you today, by the way?
Oh, I'm calling from Natick, Massachusetts.
Okay, I just wasn't sure because I know you toggle back and forth between New York and Massachusetts. I wasn't sure where you were.
Right. Yes, and I'm looking forward to toggling back into New York shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but until you get there, I think it would be wise to be in Natick, Massachusetts when you're in Natick, Massachusetts.
Agreed. Understood. Well, I really appreciate talking with you, and I especially like this notion that I'm not serious, but the voice in my head is serious.
Absolutely. It's really, when you see that,
Well, when you see that, you are freed from that voice. See, it's almost as though you turn the lights on.
I think people have a natural sense of humor. And one of the things for me, if I start to lose my sense of humor, I know that I've gotten off balance. And generally, I'm trying to get somewhere, somewhere other than where I am, as if that somewhere is going to be better. And it happens sometimes when Shai and I are writing and we're really deeply in the process of completing or producing a book. And that's usually the indicator, really, for me, that it's time for me to take a break, that getting somewhere is never as important as here, because that day may never come. You just don't know. And for certain, sacrificing this moment for some someday, it's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Well, it's lovely to talk to you both.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you, too. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the things, too, Shia, I really want to go back to this bad habit, bothering other people.
Oh, yeah.
Because I really think that, you know, people don't really look to see that they put things together as early versions of themselves, because it got them attention.
Right. And like I say, or like we said to Eric, that people need attention. And, you know, if your parent was preoccupied with their life trying to support a family and juggle all of the intricacies of relationship, marriage, job, and they weren't, for the most part, back with whoever, their children, they weren't, for the most part, there for them, because they were off in their thoughts. And so kids grow up developing schemes or techniques or strategies for getting attention. Some people do it by becoming very successful.
And some do it by being successful failures.
That's right.
Or selling, you can't count on me.
Right.
What a waste.
It really
that
is.
That doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
Well, I did that. You know, when I was a kid, I did that. I was mostly a failure.
I did, too.
Before I discovered that there was other possibilities,
mm-hmm,
other than the habits that I had developed at a young age.
Yeah.
It's very... You know, it's difficult for most of us growing up, where we grow up. You know, we were in a very affluent town last week in New Jersey, and I saw these kids on the streets there hanging out, and they had everything as far as whatever money could buy, but they didn't have a sense of well-being in themselves. They were all trying to prove that they were okay rather than operate as if, well, their life really mattered. They were posturing and just so snooty, as if they were sophisticated.
You know, people often feel for people who are, quote, underprivileged, and teenage is just a tough time anyway.
It doesn't matter where you come from.
Privilege, underprivileged, it can be a challenging time.
Well, you know what? This is a challenging time.
We have to go to a break.
That's why it's a challenging time.
All right. It's not so. It's a good habit. Bad habit, good habit,
I don't
bad
know.
Habit. We'll be back shortly.
Good, bad, I don't know.
That's right. So
okay.
Just come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
I just want to encourage you to like us on Facebook. One of the things that happens if you're a Facebook user is we always announce what the radio show is each week. And there's lots of other great things that go on there on our Facebook page. Transformation Made Easy is the Facebook page. It's also our YouTube channel, although on YouTube it's Transformation Made Z, as in the letters E and Z. Also, just want to have a shout out to Terry today. Hi, Terry. Shai and I just want you to know you're with us in our hearts, and we love you, and we're sending you our best.
That's right.
There you go. Now, let's talk about the difference between change and transformation, because I think that's a really important thing if we're looking at, quote, bad habits.
Right. Well, change is based in good and bad. Change has the dichotomies of good, bad, right, wrong, better, worse, pretty, ugly. And so if you are judging yourself, it's always in change. Transformation is about discovering the isness of things. It's about seeing the way things are without judging them as good or bad, which is a real jump shift in the way most of us view life, because most of us have been trained, growing up in the cultures we have, to judge certain things as good and bad and right and wrong. And so we put that judgment system in play on ourselves and our lives and how our lives are showing up. But if you can just notice how you're being without judging yourself for that, those ways of relating lose their power over your life. I know. We've got a caller.
Let's take him.
Adam?
Nope, it's Aaron.
Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron, you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi. Where are you?
Oh, I'm just back at home, far away.
Where is home?
Oh, I'm from Manhattan, so.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. I was just thinking about, you know, one of the things that's been an issue with my family is worrying. Everyone always kind of worries a lot.
So you worry a lot?
I worry a lot, yes. My brother worries a lot. I worry about my brother worrying a lot.
I wouldn't worry about your family. I wouldn't. What you do is you take care of yourself first. It's kind of like being on the airlines. You know, they say if there's a sudden drop of cabin pressure, be sure to put on your oxygen mask and then help people around you. The main thing, and one of the things that I found for myself when I was younger, it was a lot more convenient for me to look at how my family was doing their life and to judge that rather than to observe myself.
Look, your parents were raised by their parents, who were raised by their parents back through time immemorial, right?
Yeah.
Well, they had some difficult times in their history, in your
familial line.
Right.
All of our families did.
You know, there were periods of starvation. There were periods of drought. There were periods
of epidemics.
Epidemics, right. All kinds of. There were periods where different people of different types would try to kill them because they were different.
So people worried.
Right. And so that need to worry was passed on from generations. So you speak English, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Well, you also have worry the same way you have English. You learned it along with the growing up in the family you grew up in. It's not their fault, but you've got it in there. Now, if you notice that you worry about what you can't do anything about, and just notice it without judging yourself for it, without making worry bad or wrong, worry will dissolve.
You know, the other thing, Aaron, is that at this point, your family dynamic is set up pretty like, it's like spokes on a wagon wheel. It all runs together, and it forms a perfect circle. And one of the things that you haven't looked at is your part in being setting up people around you to worry. It may now be your comfort zone. So you may have appointments that you show up late for in the business world that get your supervisors concerned for you, and you may actually do things or not do things that keep your family in a perpetual worried state.
And you know, the second principle is no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So if they're worrying about you, they're not going to be able to see what you're up to.
That's true.
It's a great way to you drive them a little crazy and they worry, and then
they don't see you.
Yeah, then you can do what you want because they're busy thinking. No two things can occupy the same space. They can either be thinking or worrying, or they can be seeing you. So it's really easy. If you take a look, you'll see that you've, over the years, developed strategies of pushing people's buttons so they get disturbed or upset, and then they leave you alone.
It was really exciting for me many years ago, and humbling also. My parents traditionally used to bicker a lot, and there came a time where they came to Sisha and I leading a course doing a expo in, I believe it was Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah, Santa Fe.
And what was interesting was I saw them around town when they didn't see us, and they weren't bickering, but they came to be around me, and there was a moment in time where my mom said something that I in the past had a temper tantrum over, and my dad took my side, and I realized that, number one, I'd set that up, and number two, with one word, I could get them going at each other, and with one other word, I could solve the situation. And it was the first time I saw my part in the dynamic of their discord. And I said the thing that brought us back to harmony. And it was an amazing thing for me to see that I was a central figure in those, quote, bad habits around me that I didn't appreciate. Mm. And it was a very lovely thing to see because I don't have to play my parents that way anymore. What are you thinking about?
You are thinking.
I am thinking.
Well, what are you thinking about?
I am thinking. Well, worrying to me has always been this bad thing that I want to stop, and it's always been, you know, don't worry about it, just do it right now. But it's always, whenever I start doing it, I never feel like I'm doing enough, and I'm continuing to worry about it when I shouldn't be worrying about it anymore because I'm in the process of doing. And...
Well, let's go back over the three principles.
Anything that you think you shouldn't be doing...
Anything you judge, you keep
in place.
That you
say no to, keeps in place. So if you notice that you worry and you judge that and say, I shouldn't worry, I don't want to worry, guess what?
It comes back to me.
Why
am I
worrying again? Anything I resist comes back to me, right?
It comes back to you, yes. You get stuck with it. See, you're a smart young man.
And the second thing is you can only be worrying when you're worrying.
Yeah.
And the third thing is anything you allow to be exactly as it is without judging it completes itself. So you say, I'm worrying.
Look at that. I'm worrying. I'm worrying again. Isn't that interesting? And move on. Rather than, I got to get rid of this habit. It's a terrible thing.
You know, I don't know if you were listening earlier when we were speaking with Adam and Eric, but it's worth reiterating anyway. Sometimes people have these habits around because they're useful. They haven't seen the use of it yet.
They have the habit because they think they're useful, but they haven't actually found use for them?
No.
No, they have a use for it. It is useful to them. And that's why they keep it, because it buys them something. It may bother other people.
I'll give you an example. We knew a fellow who smoked and didn't like that he smoked. But one of the things that happened is people around him didn't like that he smoked. His parents didn't like that he smoked. His wife didn't like that he smoked. He just, you know, had this issue, and I can't give it up, and I'm addicted and all that. And we gave him a suggestion, actually Shai did, it was so brilliant. He said, when you smoke, only smoke. Don't do it by rote, really do it, and really get into the ritual of doing it and how you pull the cigarette out of the pack and which fingers you put it between and how you light it and how you where which side of the mouth you put it in and how, you know, really be there for it. Allow yourself to really... be there and enjoy what you're doing. Like, do it wholeheartedly. And it was over. It was over within one pack of cigarettes. It didn't have the bugging factor. There was no use for it anymore. He simply saw it and saw it and saw it without judging it. And also he saw that he got a lot of mileage with his family by being a smoker. And he didn't need that anymore. And it was over. Part of what helped keep, and obviously nicotine is very, very addicting, but part of what helped to keep that in place was it was a useful habit. He got attention by doing it.
Huh. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, and now that I think about it, you know, because I always thought I worried because, you know, I'm really concerned about my future. I mean, of course I'm concerned about my future. You know, I want to be successful. I want to do things. But, you know, maybe I worry because I feel like my family is always on my back about, what are you doing with your life? And by worrying so much, I make it seem like I'm maybe...
I'll tell you what it is, Aaron. Your family has... You say they're always on your back. And
well, no,
I say
that in my head.
Yes, I say that they're not on your back. They are. See, your parents, for instance, their job when you were growing up was your survival. So you had you were incapable of surviving without your family. You know, babies are incapable of surviving without their families. So their job became taking care of you and making sure you survived. And even now that you've grown up mostly, because how old are you?
22.
22. So even though you're 22 years old, you still are a very young man. And so you do things sometimes that aren't in your best interest.
The same way a young child might run out between two cars, so they feel honor-bound or obligated to try to point out to you where you might be shooting yourself in the foot.
Right. And so they say something to you. But here's the thing. As a child, you figured that if you told you what to do before they told you what to do, you'd be in control. So you develop this internal conversation that constantly picks on you so nobody will tell you what to do because you don't want them on your back. But now you're on your back. And you know what happens now?
We have to end the show.
Yes, we've just run out of time.
But I'll tell you.
But if you just notice that you're picking on yourself and not don't pick on yourself for picking on yourself, it's going to be over, man.
And life's going to be a whole lot more fun.
Fun. Fun is the access way to enlightenment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, man.
Hey, and everyone, thanks for listening. More next week. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.